Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as part of my regular series of out and abouts, I'm out in Balldoyle this morning and I'm in a really interesting place. It's called Ireland's Eye Knitwear. It blends craft and technology and it's got a modern take on classic design. Beautiful range of Aran sweaters and clothes and hats and really cool fashionable stuff right here in the heart of Balldoyle. I'm here with the managing director, Paul O'Sullivan. He's going to tell me a little bit about this business. Good morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Bobby. And just a little bit of background about Ireland's Eye. We started in 1988. As you know, Ireland wasn't in a great place economically in 1988. So in our family, there was my mum and dad. My dad was a knit. He'd worked in the knitting industry. And we had a chef, an accountant, a piano teacher, and another sister working in a clothing factory. Between us all, we started up a knitwear business.
Wow.
And so, what's that, 34 years ago. And now today, there's about 60 people employed here now. It's
amazing.
About 12 different families from all over Europe and Ireland. And we're exporting to 20 countries.
So in terms of exports then, would 60-odd% of the business be going overseas?
About 60%, and mostly to Europe, but also United States, Canada, and as far afield as Australia as well.
And then if we look at the indigenous market, is that places like shops that we would be, I suppose, have a tourist bias in them?
Yes, definitely in Ireland. So, you know, shops like Kilkenny and sweater shops in Dublin and tourist retailers around the country, O'Malley's and Galway, and shops really where you'll find tourists looking to find quality. And so that'll be about 40% of our business.
Right.
But interestingly, we found that of the knitwear that's bought in these outlets in Ireland, half of it is bought by Irish people.
Amazing. And again, I know this is radio, but just to describe for our listeners, I'm sitting in this wonderful showroom. It's adorned with colour. There's the most really, really cool, intricate Aran sweater designs. There's hats, there's scarves, there's beanies. It really is. This is modern fashion.
It is. So you're trying to take that heritage we're known for in Irish knitwear, use all the cabling and the Aran stitches, but interpret them with modern design and modern yarns so that they meet the needs of today's consumer.
Now we're out on the factory floor, Paul, and again, this is absolutely amazing. All this machinery, the garments then going around on racks at high levels. You can hear the buzz of the machines in the background. Tell us about what's going on here.
Okay, so we're in the knitting room at the moment and there's 26 machines here. They're all connected to a central server. So when we decide to knit a particular style, the knitting machine operator will call up that program. The garment, the machine will go into production, and really what the operator has to do is make sure that it's the right colour and there's the right amount of yarn on the machine. And really, so one person will look after six machines. These can run 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And we were running 24 hours a day pre-COVID. We're doing two shifts now, 8 a.m. till midnight. So we knit five days a week. And then the garments, using all wools, wool cashmere silk mixes, all natural. And
so just so I understand it then, so the garment is programmed maybe somewhere else.
Yes.
It's sent to the machine digitally. That produces the garment. There's no waste. It only produces that garment.
Yeah. So our technicians are in an office upstairs. They're doing the programming.
Amazing.
The programs are sent to these machines. All the pieces for the garment are knit exactly to shape. So there's no waste. We even have a machine down at the end where if we do knit a bad piece, we unknit it. We tie it up and it back winds it and we put it back into production again.
Fantastic.
So there's no waste.
What about what's happening here at a high level where I see, I suppose very coolly, garments on hangers moving around the factory at a high level? What's happening there?
We're really proud of that. So that's a Swedish system. And it's state of the art. So every garment going around that rail has what's called a radio frequency identifier with it. And that it's a little thing the size of a euro. It looks like a little piece of plastic. And it brings the garment on a smart journey. It knows where the garment has to go. So the garment only visits the machines or operations that it needs to visit. Once it reaches the right machine, it drops the garment down right beside the machinist. He or she will do whatever operation they have to do, press a button, and then it takes the garment away again and sends it where it needs to go next.
Isn't that amazing?
So it takes care of all the movement. and it keeps all the garments up high in the ceiling, out of everybody's way. So the only garment beside you is the one you're working on at the moment.
Now, you know, again, we often hear that we've outsourced all our manufacturing, and but like this is here in the heart of Balldoyle. There's what, 60 odd people working here?
60 people here, Bobby. And so we had outsourced a lot of our manufacturing about 20 years ago out to the Far East. That time, everybody was just interested in the price. Nobody cared where anything was made. But that changed around 2007, 2008. Customers started wanting to know, where is it made? They wanted it made in Ireland, and they understood that would cost a little bit more, but they were willing to pay. Yeah. So we started it. We debated for a long time, and we brought eventually all of our production back to Ireland. And the business has grown in leaps and bounds ever since then.
Probably the best decision you ever made.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Now, I've had a really, really impressive tour around the factory, but I wanted to sort of get behind all the creativity in this business. I'm delighted now to meet the head of design here at Ireland's Eye Knitwear, and that is Maria Christina McPadden. Tell us a little bit about your role and your job, if you would.
So I'm head designer here, so yeah. I would design the pieces, come up with new concepts, and kind of look at really moving traditional knitwear into a more modern sort of scope. So it's very interesting. You get to work very, very hands-on with the factory, with the programmers and everything. So it's an amazing experience, and it's brilliant. We do a lot of, as you can see here, the collection, the two most recent ones is kind of trying to push the traditional iron into a more modern shape, and kind of the menswear cast is looking at workwear elegance and translating that into a more lightweight iron, and kind of exploring that idea as well. So it's just been kind of looking at how everyone's been living the past 2 years with COVID, and how everyone, how they've dressed has changed. So we're kind of trying to make that more versatile as well, and still making it very traditional. So.
And then the male versus female, again, it's really interesting to see that you have a huge male collection.
Yeah, we do. And male is actually much harder to design for men, actually, I find.
It?
Yeah, because there's you can be less adventurous, but at the same time, you have to put almost so much more consideration into it. And even in terms of colour and things, there's you'd love to do wacky things, but you just can't. You just have to kind of, you know, men dress in a certain way. So it's definitely a really interesting one, but it is challenging. It's definitely challenging because...
So we're boring, we're predictable, and we're conservative.
Not really. You just actually have to be clever with what you do. Yeah, it's definitely, it's an interesting one, but I do love it as well. Yeah.
Well, look, you have a great job and you work in a great business. This is a real... This is a real eye-opener for me to see manufacturing, creativity, design, high-end fashion all happening here in Balldoyle. It's wonderful. Well, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk to you all again soon.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.